who said that the Rambam holds that, of course, we don't do mitzvahs because we want it to rain. The second paragraph of the Shema is not telling us how to bring down rain from heaven with some kind of voodoo. Rather, Hashem will give us the resources that we need in order to be able to do more mitzvahs. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah, and Hashem's going to remove any obstacles that will prevent us from doing mitzvahs in the future. The Ramban in Shmos Chaf Gimel Chaf Hei has a slightly different approach. The Ramban explains that most people that do Avodah Zarah recognize that there is a God in heaven. And when they're doing Avodah Zarah, the reason why they're doing so is because they feel that if they serve a certain image, a certain deity, they're going to have success. For example, they'll serve the sun in order that their crops will grow. Certainly, they think that they'll have more benefit, more gain if they serve the angels, because the angels are that which serve Hashem. And therefore, the Torah comes and tells us, it's only when you serve Hashem alone are you going to have hatzlacha, success, shmira, be protected from evil events, bad events. Uprooting Avodah Zarah will add goodness and bracha. And that's when Hashem will bless you. So the point is, according to the Ramban, according to this Ramban, the fact that it will rain if we do mitzvahs is something which is necessary, so that we shouldn't think for a second that Avodah Zarah has any power or sway. And this is some form of a nes. Because people do have a natural desire to follow natural forces, or to try and harness natural forces, or to worship those natural forces. And therefore, the whole second paragraph of the Shema says, it will not help. Success only comes from a direct, intimate relationship with Hashem, fulfilling His will. And therefore, the Ramban, in the second paragraph of the Shema, says, Hashem doesn't always do Nisim straight away. Hashem doesn't always give rain every single time we do mitzvahs. We don't have an abundance of goodness every single time. It depends on how Klal Yisrael are as a whole. Because when it comes to an individual, there it would be dependent on their own zechiyos, and the person would have to be on such a high level in order for that to work for them. And therefore you should know that private nisim only ever happen to very, very big tzaddikim, or conversely, it might actually happen to very, very wicked people. But people that are beinonim, the world goes according to its minhag. And therefore, you cannot induce the rain by doing specific mitzvahs as an individual. On the other hand, when you have Klal Yisrael as a whole doing the right thing, then it will rain. That's a very important point. This is some form of an isness. That it's not about the individual being able to bring the rain down from heaven, but on a Klal Yisrael level, it most certainly is. And that's why the second paragraph of the Shema is in the plural.